This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, I told you a minute ago that Trump has gotten 6.2 million people off of food stamps. That'll save us $9 billion a year. Great job, President Trump. Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, USA Radio, Newsmax TV, coast to coast, sea to shining sea. Your relentless Trump warrior, conservative capitalist evangelist, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot. I am American-made and proud of it. You could only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. And I bring you my show direct from the world-famous war room deep inside what I call Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump land. I'm always on the warpath, so let's go to war. By the way, Trump's plan to slow border crossings is working. More good news today. Border crossings way down, 60% down. Only 60,000 people, 51,000 people to be exact, crossed the American border in August, way, way down from May. And what happened between May and August to slow it down was President Trump negotiated, basically with a gun to their head of Mexico's leaders, a great deal with Mexico, where Mexico has now got border agents and military and National Guard in front of our border and in front of the Guatemalan border and the El Salvador border, so it's hard to get through to America. And if you get through, you got people on our border, too. So a great job by President Trump. You probably won't hear it on the evening news, but border crossings way, way down, major Trump win. And at the same time that's happening, you've got the Democratic Party with someone like Rashida Tlaib, who says her constituents want to see direct payments as reparations. In other words, they want you and me to pay more taxes so they can get direct payments from the government, like food stamps, like welfare. Now there'll be a reparations payment, and every month they'll be handed a check for not only not working, but for ostensibly, I guess she's trying to say, being black. Because your great-great-grandfather was a slave. Your great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was a slave. Credible. Insanity. I'm Jewish. My great-great-great-relatives were stuffed into ovens in Germany. I've never asked for a check from Germany. It's got nothing to do with me. It happened 100 years ago. What they're talking about happened 250 and 350 and 400 years ago. It doesn't matter today. It's not applicable. I don't owe you something for something that happened to your grandfather. Amazing. That's the Democratic Party of today, and that's why I think Trump is winning big, accomplishing real-life, real-world, common-sense achievements. All right, let's take our interview with Bill O'Reilly right now. Had a chance to sit with the great one earlier today, and he had some interesting thoughts. Bill O'Reilly's wisdom, right now. All right, Wayne Allyn Root with the great Bill O'Reilly. We do it on Mondays and Wednesdays. We also have Bill's Talking Points right here on Tuesdays on my show, and it's a great honor to have him on. You can always find Bill's opinions and his wisdom at BillO'Reilly.com, and I recommend you go there every day for the latest news and opinions. I do. And so without further ado, Bill O'Reilly, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Wayne.
I wanted to start with some news that was out this morning and also over the weekend, two different things. Number one, over the weekend, I heard that food stamp use is down by 6.2 million Americans, which is saving the American taxpayer billions of dollars, thanks to President Trump, number one. And number two, that we heard this morning that border apprehensions are down by about 60% last month, the month of August, because of the deal Trump forced on Mexico. Seems to me like Trump's winning, and he's doing a great job, but we're not going to hear that in the media tonight. Your thoughts?
No, you won't hear any positive stories on Donald Trump from the network news or the two cable outfits that hate him. I think the migrant story is seasonal, but I do believe that the Mexican government fears economic reprisal, so is helping out more, making it more difficult for migrants to even approach the border. So the combination that it's so hot and that the Mexican government isn't just letting everybody through, that's why you saw the substantial drop. As far as food stamps is concerned, there's an eligibility deal, and obviously you have record low unemployment for African Americans and Hispanic Americans. They comprise a hefty part of the food stamp distribution, so that's why that happened. So more people are working, so don't get food stamps if they're earning a certain amount of money, which is the way it should be.
All right, and Trump sent out a tweet today that says, and I quote, CNN is bad for America. What's your response to that? And is there anyone decent hosting on CNN? Who's your favorite host? Who still has any credibility left?
Maybe Smirconish. Michael Smirconish. I got to tell you, I don't really watch it much. It used to be they had breaking news coverage that was, you know, decent because they had a lot of people all over the world. But I don't really learn anything watching CNN. I have to say I don't learn much from the others either. And if I'm going to sit there and watch a news program, I'm going to learn a little bit, right? I don't learn anything.
Right.
I watched an interview this morning.
Are they bad for America?
You know, are they bad for America? I think they're boring for America. I saw what's his name this morning on Anthony was bad mouthing Trump now all over the place.
Scaramucci.
Scaramucci. So he's on there, and I was just cruising around, and I see him, and I stopped. And he's being interviewed by the woman in the morning over at CNN, and I'm listening to them, and I'm going, all right, we get it. Anthony doesn't like Donald Trump. Why else is he there? Why is this
right.
happening?
That's it.
And there was no reason
That's
for it.
It.
No reason for the interview. Yeah.
Right. I feel bad for Anthony. He's a friend of mine, but it's like being Benedict Arnold. This side now hates you, and the left loves you for 5 minutes, but in the end, they don't trust you when you tattle on someone else and rat on someone else, and they don't like his original politics. They know he's faking it to get a TV show with CNN. So in my opinion, they'll turn on him soon, and they'll drop him like yesterday's news. You don't win with anybody. Now you're hated by both sides. I think Scaramucci has screwed himself. I really do think it's a terrible decision, but let's move on to some of the opposition for President Trump. We've got former South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford running now. Here's a guy that's talking about Trump's morals, and of course he left his job as governor without telling anybody to go on that trail in South America to take a hike with his girlfriend. I mean, does he have any moral standing, and how far will he go in the Republican primary?
Wayne, I got to tell you, man, I'm just not locked in on Mark Stanford or the other two, Weld and the other guy. And I don't know why President Trump would elevate them. Why would he even mention them? You know, when I was at Fox, my ratings were so high. I mean, we would quadruple the people opposite us, have four times as many viewers at 8 o'clock. I would never mention them no matter what they said. I mean, they could call me any name in the book. Why would I want to mention them? That just brings attention to them.
Yeah.
Right? Makes them more powerful.
I agree.
So you got three guys running against Trump. They're not even going to get on the ballots, I don't think, in the primaries.
In most
states,
yeah.
They're not even going to be on the ballots. Right. So what? They want to get
right.
attention. They want their lecture fees to go up or whatever it may be. Fine. But I don't really think it's an important enough story to even cover, I have to tell you.
All right, we only have about a minute left, but here's an important enough story that we do have to cover, and that's the Taliban. President Trump had arranged a secret meeting, I guess, with the Taliban, and suddenly he's called it off because Taliban had a terrorist attack over the weekend that killed innocent people, and the question is, should he have ever arranged it in the first place? And is the media right? He shouldn't have arranged it. Should he have had a consultation with his national security team?
Yeah, I love these far lefties who don't want any kind of military confrontation ever. And now they're complaining that the president may want to try to end the war in Afghanistan. I mean, that's really good. Look, when you read, oh, you already read it, but 2 weeks from tomorrow, the United States of Trump comes out. And you will see, you will understand why he talks to North Korea, why he would talk to the Taliban, all right? He's all about deal-making. And if he thinks he can get a deal, he'll talk to the devil. Taliban may be the devil. All right? Now, I understand people not wanting to talk with terrorists or whatever, but that's not Donald Trump. He's a deal maker. He sees an opening. He thinks he might be able to get it. He's going to talk to him. I don't have any problem with that.
I agree with you. I just think it's funny that liberals would complain about it when all they ever do is make peace with terrorists. What do you call the Iran Treaty? What do you call the Iran Treaty? That's what it was, peace with terrorists. Very funny. All right, Bill, we got to run. Bill O'Reilly, the new book coming out, The United States of Trump. And first of all, thank you for sending a copy to me in advance. I started it on my airplane trip the other day, and it is a fabulous look at Donald Trump. I really appreciate it. Great read. Go to Amazon.com and get The United States of Trump by Bill O'Reilly. The guy sold millions and millions, got zillions of books. You want a copy of this one. Bill, thanks for sending me an advance copy.
Okay, Wayne. See you soon.
All right, The United States of Trump, pick it up. We always love Bill O'Reilly's books. They sell millions of copies. The guy's a legend. And I'm reading the book, and it's cool, man. I love it. My Doctor Suggest is a legend, too, that is sponsor of this segment of the show. And no matter what ails you, man, they've got the answer. It's called Alkaline Structured Silver. They've got the soap. They've got the gel that's made my face feel great. They've got the lozenges. They've got the solution that killed my brain fog. They've got everything you could ever want with silver, alkaline structured silver. Call 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and say Wayne Root sent you and get 20%. Set off our good friends. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Newsmax TV, USA Radio. If you're watching on TV, by the way, you can always listen 3 hours a day on usaradio.com. Just click on Listen Live Now and you're on with Wayne Root 3 hours a day. Or ask your local conservative talk radio station to pick up the Wayne Allen Root Show and tell them to call USA Radio, my syndicator. Or go to iHeartRadio and listen live. Live. Listen on demand to any hour of my show anytime in the last year. They're all there. Going back for long periods of time, every Wayne Root Show is there. The lead story on Fox News right now, by the way, happens to be Trump's rally in North Carolina. There's a big special election for Congress tomorrow. And Trump is there and Pence is there. They're campaigning. Big speech, big crowd. Trump unloads on a disloyal Democrat House candidate. And he says the reason he's disloyal is because he believes in sanctuary cities. And he mentions that in North Carolina, you know, Trump watches this show. He's made it clear it's one of his favorite shows, if not the favorite. And I told a story last week about a sheriff in North Carolina that was setting free an illegal alien charged with first-degree rape and crimes against a child. And sure enough, Trump is mentioning in his speech the fact that that's what these liberals do. And if you vote for this guy for Congress, he's for sanctuary cities and he's going to be bad for your kids because he's going to let illegal alien felons and rapists and murderers roam the streets. And then he mentioned the recent Democrat presidential debates where they all said they want to give away health care to illegals for free. It's insanity. And Trump's talking about it. And these are the points you got to keep hammering home, President Trump, again and again and again. Because there just isn't any common sense American that believes in this stuff. It's crazy. And at the same time that's happening, House Republicans demand details on Democrats' mysterious trips to Mexico. What happened is just recently, a lot of Democrat congressmen and women were touring border detention facilities. And you remember the big scandal, the big controversy. They were vicious and negative to the border agents who just couldn't even believe how badly they were treated by these sneering, arrogant Democrats. And while they were touring the border detention facilities, several Democrats left and went over the Mexican border. And the word is, the rumor is, they were coaching migrants in Mexico on how to exploit U.S. immigration law. Wouldn't you call that a traitor to the United States? Wouldn't you charge these people with being traitors? At the same time, an Obama-appointed judge today said Trump cannot keep asylum seekers on the other end of the border. He can't keep them in Mexico. And he stopped Trump's new law that says you got to stay on the other side. There's another arrogant Obama-appointed judge in San Francisco who thinks he was elected president of the United States to handle open borders and immigration in the United States. And I think the only way that we're going to win this battle is you put someone like that on notice that if an immigrant comes in, if you love them so much, if they come in and they kill someone, you're going to be charged with aiding and abetting a murder. That's when you're going to win with these judges. Someone needs to let them know that if someone you let in murders an American citizen, murders someone I love, you've got to be held accountable because you're a judge and you have no right to be involved in national decisions about borders, about immigrants, about illegal immigration. And these Democrats, they want everything to be, come on in. Everybody should come in who wants to come in. So Michelle Malkin has a new book out. We're trying to get her on this show. Hopefully in the next week we'll have her. It's called Open Borders Incorporated. And the book subtitle is Who's Funding America's Destruction? And I just scanned it real quickly. And what I saw was it sounds to me like she is arguing in this book. It's about money. Of course it is. Everything's always about money. And I think she's saying it's about letting in immigrants equals money. It's also about voting, too. They want them to vote. But someone's getting paid off to leave the borders open. That's all I'm going to tell you. And I have argued on this show that the Mexican drug cartel makes $500 billion a year off illegal drugs coming in our country and another $100 billion off illegal human trafficking. That's $600 billion. They could afford to hand out $50 billion as a tip to thank Democrats for keeping the borders open, and I'll bet you it's happening. I'll talk to Michelle Malkin about it. Swiss America is the sponsor of this show, in this segment of the show. You all know gold is on fire. It's a new 21st century gold rush. Prices are up $200 an ounce in the last 60 days, and in the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to go up that much. 4 years to go up $200 an ounce. Now it took 60 days. It's on fire. You know why? Because the world's awash in debt. And China just announced today they bought a ton of gold recently. Why? Because they're smart. They know bad things are coming. There's a global recession. Not in America because of Trump, but around the world. And you need to buy your gold from a great company. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. Call them today and get their free special report just for my listeners and my viewers of this show. Call 800-BUY-COIN. 800-BUY-COIN or go to 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal court reinstated a nationwide injunction on Monday against President Trump's rule that denied asylum to anyone who passed through another country en route to the United States. The administration's policy would force migrants to apply for asylum in the first country they arrive in after fleeing their home country instead of passing through Mexico into the United States and then requesting asylum. President Trump presents the Medal of Valor to several members of law enforcement while also honoring some civilian heroes from the recent mass murders in El Paso, Texas and Dayton, Ohio. The president says there's no doubt these people helped save lives.
To every one of the heroes we recognize today, thank you and God bless you all. Thank you very much.
In all, 5 civilians from Texas and 6 police officers from Ohio were recognized at the White House. President Trump is in North Carolina holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You have the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You
and speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, Newsmax TV, USA Radio. How do you reach me? Well, you call me at 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. You can go to my website, Root for America, for my opinions and my columns. WayneRoot@gmail.com is how you email me if you're new to the show. I do read almost every single email and answer almost every single email, WayneRoot@gmail.com. You can let Newsmax know you love the show, War@Newsmax.com. And you can find me at Twitter, @RealWayneRoot. Our latest sponsor, brand new sponsor, starts today for the first time ever. It's called Operation Rescue. Now, I'm known as the Trump warrior and the conservative warrior, the middle class warrior, as all of you know. But now I got a new title. At least I hope I'm building a new title. The fiercest warrior in America on behalf of innocent babies. That's what I want to be known as. Do you want to save a baby's life today? How many babies do you want to save today? In my entire career, I've never been directly involved in a pro-life organization until now. And it's the Democrat and liberals' fault because radical liberal abortion rhetoric and actions and laws have pushed me for the first time in my life firmly into the pro-life camp. So join me today for the first time in my life. I'm supporting pro-life publicly. Join me in putting your support and your donation today behind one of the most successful pro-life organizations in America, Operation Rescue, and its founder, Troy Newman. Now, just to give you a quick bio of Troy Newman. He's waged a 30-year war against abortion, saving tens of thousands of unborn babies. He's forced more abortion clinics to close than any other organization in America, saving thousands of babies' lives. Last year, they estimate he saved 53,000 babies' lives. He's investigated illegal activities, including our nation's most notorious late-term abortionist, Kermit Gosnell. He played a key role in exposing Planned Parenthood's fetal body parts business. And so with Democrats going off the rail and wanting late-term abortion and last-second abortion and abortion at the moment of birth, and some Democratic governors want abortion after the baby's born, let me tell you something. I am so pro-life now. I've never been this dedicated in my life. You don't need to be rich to help. You don't need to donate $1 million or $10,000 or $100,000. $50 goes a long way towards saving a baby's life. So I ask you the question, how many babies do you want to save today? You can donate with a credit card, 844-992-2020, 844-992-2020. That's toll-free, 844-992-2020, or go to prolifein2020.com. My friends at Operation Rescue, brand new sponsors of the Wayne Allyn Root Show, Wayne Allyn Root Raw and Unfiltered. Thank you, all of you, at Operation Rescue. All right, let's grab some calls. Without my callers, I am adrift. I love you guys. You guys give me all my best ideas for my columns. We've got Bernie in Texas on line one. Bernie, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Bernie, are you there? Oh, I guess we lost him. Marie in South Carolina. A regular. Marie got through. Hey, Marie, how are you?
How are you doing?
How are you doing with the Hurricane Dorian and all that? You okay, Marie?
Well, you know what? It has been beautiful down here, and praise the Lord, we didn't get none of it here in Greer.
All right. So are you inland? Are you more western South Carolina?
Yes, I'm inland.
Okay. All right. Well, good, because when you're by the water, it's beautiful 362 days a year, but there's about 3 days a year where your life's in danger. So it's good to be inland sometimes. Good job, Marie. What's on your mind tonight?
Listen, I got to make a couple of comments. This Mark Sanford, this man is a real complete joke. He is a moron, and he has the nerve to criticize our president. What he needs to do, he ought to go home and put a sheet over his head and scare a moosey. I know he's your friend, but I'm going to tell you something, Wayne.
I know, it's terrible. What he's doing is terrible. I know, I agree.
He reminds me of Judas Iscariot that betrayed Jesus Christ for a few pieces of silver.
Or Benedict Arnold.
He is outrageous.
Or Benedict Arnold. I said in my commentary, I can't be Benedict Arnold. I just couldn't do it.
But
you know,
have
I couldn't
heard
sell
the
it.
Latest? Have you heard the latest he's saying?
I think he said Trump's like a fat slob. Did he call him a fat slob?
No. Uh-uh. He said that President Trump is in the first stage of a fascist. This man is a complete idiot and a two-year-old. That's what he
is. I'm with you. Marie, I agree with you. Let's move on to the next caller. Marie is on the money. And by the way, I've already said what I think about Scaramucci. He has been a longtime friend, and I'm going to remain a friend. I don't make enemies. You know, I have lots of friends who are liberals. But he's not a liberal. He's a backstabber. That's pretty bad, man. Anthony, come on. That's ridiculous. Just to get a TV show, you sold your soul to the devil. And the Democrats are the devil at this point. But I want to talk about Mark Sanford for a minute. Marie brought up Mark Sanford. So he announced, a lot of you out there are going, who? He's from South Carolina. He was the governor of South Carolina. And then he ran for Congress. And now he says he's running for president of the United States in the Republican primary against Trump. Mark Sanford is an idiot. What did she call him? I forgot what she called him. But moron, idiot, dingbat, whatever it was, that's him. He's got zero chance, and he's got maybe 1% chance to get better than 1% of the vote in a Republican primary. A lot of Republican states are no longer even having primaries. How do you like that one? Over the weekend, two states announced, let me see if I can find it. I don't know which, I know Nevada, my home state, is one of them. I think it's Nevada and South Carolina. Both announced that they're not even going to have primaries. I know it's Nevada. I think the other one was South Carolina. And there's going to be many more. They're not even going to have primaries. They're going to pledge their delegates today to the best Republican president we've had in at least 50 years, maybe 100 years, and maybe forever. Donald J. Trump doing a great job. And so there's not even going to be a primary in a lot of states. And he thinks he's, you know, the Republican Party has gone astray, he says. No, Mark, the Republican Party and Republican voters know exactly what they're doing. We love Trump. I made a list when Scaramucci was on this show. I hope you all saw it. We came back from a break and I said, Anthony, here's the 10 things I believe in the most in life. Cutting taxes, cutting regulations, kill Obamacare, build a wall, climate change is BS, no gun control, right? Let me have the Second Amendment. Those are the things I believe in. I made a list of the 10 most important things to me, and Trump checks every box. Trump is a president who is exactly in sync with me on every issue I care about, my top 10. Same thing with every other Republican voter. So, Mark Sanford, if you think the party's gone astray with Trump, I got news for you. You've gone astray. You're in the wrong party. And you can go run as a libertarian, like that idiot Justin Amash. Go run as a libertarian for president. You'll also get 1% of the vote, just like you would in a primary. So now we have the three stooges running against Trump in the GOP primary. And they're all jokes, all three of them. It's, you know, who is it now? It's Mark Sanford, and it's the talk show host, Bill Walsh. Bill Walsh isn't even a hit on radio or TV. He's a failed radio and TV host who used to be on Newsmax. And he failed at Salem on radio. His ratings were terrible. And he was like a one- or two-term congressman, just like Sanford got lost as a GOP congressman. How can you lose a congressman and run for president? And these guys are kidding themselves. And William Weld is another guy who's never won anything since he was governor of Massachusetts like 100 years ago. I think William Weld was governor in like 1913 of Massachusetts. No one's ever heard of him. He's an unknown nobody. Come on, guys. Seriously. Who are you? Are you just looking for book deals like Anthony Scaramucci? Are you looking for a reality show like Mrs. Scaramucci? Must be what it is. But you're all jokes. You're the Three Stooges. You're going nowhere. We all love Trump. We're loyal to Trump. All right, let's take Kenneth in New York on line four. Kenneth, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Ken, are you there?
Yeah.
There you go. We almost lost you. What's on your mind today? You're on national TV with Wayne Root.
First of all, I want to thank you for allowing me to come on your show. And I'm a black man. I'm a descendant of slaves from Alabama. And it's very hurtful to see y'all try and insinuate that black people are on welfare and sit around and wait for welfare, when in reality, you have more Caucasians on welfare than black folks.
Hey, Ken, did I say black people are on welfare? When did I say those words? What are you talking about?
No, but people can read between the lines, my man. You see, we got all those lazy folks on welfare, don't want to do nothing.
Well, I think the issue I was bringing up was reparations. Do you believe in reparations?
I think we should get something. But the black, the descendants of black slaves, we the only people in this country who are not immigrants. Everyone else in this country are immigrants. We are indigenous, plus some of us were brought over here. And we fought in every war this country has had.
Ken, all I'm saying to you is you're doing fine in America. No one's hurting you in America today. There was a terrible time in America. Slavery was awful. Nobody defends it. No one's defending racism in the South 100 years ago. No one's defending pre-Civil War America. But I can't prove that you deserve money, and you can't prove that I owe money. Because guess what? My relatives came here from Germany and Russia in the early 1900s. We had nothing to do with slavery. I'm not willing to pay more taxes to give a gift to you, because your great-great-great-great-grandfather had something terrible happen to him. We've all had something terrible happen in various countries and in various ways. I don't owe you money. Nobody that I know automatically could be proven to owe you money. And I can't even prove that most black people had grandparents that were, or great-great-great-grandparents that were in the Civil War. There's no way reparations works. You're going to create so much hatred and so much unhappiness and so much jealousy that you're going to divide this country to the point where all everybody does is hate each other's guts. It's a horrible idea. It can never work. And I believe anybody who recommends it is automatically a loser for political office. You can't win because too many people are going to be angry. We all know you suffered. So did a lot of other people. My relatives were Jewish and suffered in Germany, but I don't ask for reparations. Every Jew, Italian, and Irishman, whoever came to America, faced problems and the ability to not get a job. But we're not owed money for it. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allyn Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament, Golf Tournament, Comedy Night, Pool Party, Yacht Party, Fashion Show, Movie Screening, Women for Trump Social, and Prayer Breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. American PriorityAmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, before we get some more callers, 833-WAR-TALK. Lines are full. They've been full the whole show. Where would I be without you guys? Nowhere. I love you guys. I love my viewers. I love my callers. I love my fans. Great people. Great, salt of the earth Americans. I'm about to write a column about that. You know, I'm a son of a butcher. My dad went to work every day. He didn't have any white privilege. This is a white privilege. He went to work at 3 in the morning to the meat market in the freezing cold in the dark in New York. You think he liked that? Someone giving him privilege? I mean, black people have it tough. White people have it tough. Jews have it tough. Muslims have it tough. Everyone's got it tough. Women have it tough. Men have it tough. Gays and straights have it tough. Stop blaming it on who you are and the color of your skin or your race or religion. What did my dad have? He was a white man who had to get up at 3 in the morning to go to the meat market. You mean that's good? You mean that was easy making money? Ooh, easy money, man. My dad made easy money. Struggled his whole life. Who's giving him white privilege? So I'm just so sick of people complaining that white people have it all so easy. Everybody's got it hard. You just got to be relentless. That's why I wrote the national bestseller, The Power of Relentless. The only way to overcome racism, sexism, homophobia, any sort of negative that people have towards you, is just work your butt off and go to school and get educated and get a great degree. And then it doesn't matter what people say, because you're Mr. or Dr. or PhD or business owner or CEO. And then it doesn't matter what the color of your skin is. Nobody can stop you. It's the greatest country in world history. You can't be stopped if you are relentless and you get yourself educated and you make yourself special. Speaking of special, you want to have some hair. Because if your balls are thinning, you're not going to get the job you want or the girl you want or the guy you want or whatever. So you want to look great and you want to set the clock back and look a little younger. Dr. Joseph Williams is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Take down this information. His phone number is 888-357-0888. 888-357-0888. Free call, free consultation. His website's vacationrestoration.com. Have you ever wanted to get your hair done, hair restoration surgery, and get a free vacation in Las Vegas? He's the guy to go talk to. So give him a call or check out his website at the website, vacationrestoration.com. You'll find all the before and after photos of people he's done, men and women, and how much better they look now. It's like a miracle. It's like he's operating with God's hand guiding him. The guy's amazing. That's why celebrities, businessmen, even a sitting president with a Secret Service staff has flown in from all over the United States and all over the world to get their hair restoration surgery done in Las Vegas. If you've ever thought about it, he's the guy who offers reasonable and affordable prices for everyday people, provides financing, you could pay it over time, vacationrestoration.com, 888-357-0888, and a fan of this show. Let's take Dwayne in Michigan. Dwayne, it's Wayne. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm trying to figure out where you get this conspiracy theory that the Mexican drug cartel makes $500 billion a year. Where'd you pull that out of?
First of all, that's not a conspiracy theory. That's a fact.
Let me explain to you.
Wait, what's the guy you're talking about?
Hey, listen. The guy
you're talking about. Let's hear your fact.
One of the Republicans you're talking about, his name is Joe Walsh. You keep calling him Bill Walsh.
Because no one knows who the hell he is.
Okay?
Bill Walsh. Wait.
Is this Joe Walsh?
Is this Joe Walsh? How do you know him so well?
His name is Joe Walsh.
Why are you so bitter? Do you know him?
What a retard.
Do you know him? It must be Joe. We don't use words like that. It must be Joe on the phone. No one knows who he is, so I called him Bill Walsh. You know who really is famous even 10 years after he died? Bill Walsh, the coach of the San Francisco 49ers, one of the greatest coaches in history. You know who isn't famous? Joe Walsh. I never heard of him. So I know the singer. I know the singer, by the way, but I don't know Joe Walsh, the radio talk show host who used to have a show on Newsmax. I fear that was Joe. Bitter Joe must have been calling in. I'm sorry, I got the name wrong. That's how much chance he has running for president. It would be like a guy was running for president and I said, Fred Trump is running for president. I didn't even know Donald Trump's name. Good luck running for president. So you're right. I am totally in error. I thought it was Bill Walsh. It turns out to be Joe Walsh. I never heard of him. No one knows William Weld. No one knows the guy who started today, Mark Sanford. They're nobodies who wish they were someone named Donald J. Trump. And they just aren't. And they're bitter and they're jealous. And by the way, the stupidest thing that guy just said is, I thought he was going to say, where do you get the idea that the Mexican drug cartel could be contributing and donating to Democratic candidates to make them say, look the other way, there is no crisis and everything's fine at the border and we don't want a wall and let's stall the wall while we make $500 billion a year. If you had said that, we could have had a nice debate. Because that's just my opinion and I can't prove it, but my gut says it's happening. But instead you said, where do I get the figure that the Mexican drug cartel makes $500 billion a year by bringing drugs to the country? That's a fact. I probably got that off the New York Times. I got that off the mainstream media, that the Mexican drug cartels make $500 billion with a B per year on drug trafficking and another $100 billion off of human trafficking. Facts. You're all, you know, liberals are so scared of facts, but I can't figure out who that guy is because he wasn't a liberal. He sounded like he was probably a fan of Joe Walsh, the talk show host, who I thought was Bill Walsh, because I never heard of him in my life. He was like a one-term failed congressional candidate who then got a radio show that failed and then got a TV show on Newsmax that I assume failed because one day he was on, next day he wasn't on anymore. So I don't know what happened, whether he quit or they fired him, but he's gone. I'm assuming failed show. Joe Walsh, Bill Walsh, I'll take the football coach over a loser who thinks he's a somebody that he can run for president of the United States. By the way, you can't lose for Congress and then become president. You can win for Congress again and again and again and then go up to Senate and governor and then one day hope you're capable of being a president. But you can't lose for Congress and jump to president. It's idiotic. You haven't done the math, Joe. That was you calling, wasn't it, Joe? See you tomorrow.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.